And we're back. You're on Here's the Deal with your host, John Forbes. This is Canada's one and only drag racing podcast, where you guys, the racers, can get the inside scoop on who's fast and who's not. All right, guys, so it's Sunday, June 20th. It's Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We got a cool little podcast today. We're just going to go over the upcoming events, kind of what's going on, clarify some things. Quick shout out to a few of our new sponsors that are helping us do this. RevTech Auto Center, Canadian Custom Performance, and CPW Cooling in London, Ontario. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get into this podcast here. June 27th, Street Warrior Snow Prep, Sparta, don't miss it. July 3rd, we got a No ET Grudge Days coming up, gonna be badass. $50, 11 to 7, make all the passes you want in the world. And we're back, you motherfuckers, and it is Father's Day, so I guess a lot of you guys really are motherfuckers. So, all right, getting into this, man, goddamn, it feels good to be back. I mean, everybody knows with COVID, especially in Canada, they've locked us down. It's been crazy here. If you're a racer trying to get parts, it just fucking sucks, man. Like, everything's on back order. You can't get stuff. You kind of have to pick and choose what you want to get. And I know a lot of racers right now in Ontario are kind of sitting on the back burner just waiting for some parts to come in. So, having said that, happy Father's Day to all you bad motherfuckers out there. All you busting nut baby-making motherfuckers. And, yeah, man, I got two daughters, and obviously being a dad's tough, but obviously you get those cool moments where everything's worth it. And my kid's getting to that age, too, where she's riding around a dirt bike. I'm hoping in the next few years maybe to put her in a junior dragster. And it's always awesome to see those father-son, father-daughter teams go out there, like seeing Rick Tovey and his dad and stuff like that. Makes me happy to see her come out and other people's kids come out and see the sport of drag racing growing and evolving and getting in that new blood and just fucking getting kids away from iPads and getting a wrench in their hand or making sure your kid knows how to fucking change a tire and not have to call CAA to change a tire. I mean, it's kind of getting crazy out there, but as far as everything going on, just super happy to be back to things, guys. I mean, June 27th, we have a badass Street Warrior Snow Prep coming up. Before I talk about that, though, June 26th, Scott from the Wham Group in Windsor there has a cool little event going on at Sparta the day before. And I know that if you race with them, they're also offering camping. So I know anybody coming from further away that might need some testing or some time to figure out their shit, or they just want to make a weekend of it and camp it and have a really good weekend. Please message Scott or look up the Windsor Area Modern Mopar Group. And this weekend of June 27th, the Street Warrior Snow Prep that we're putting on, this was kind of a strategic race me and Scott were talking about, because I think it really gives the racers a good opportunity and a good bang for their buck to get out there. You can race at his event, have a whole bunch of fun that day, fucking work your car out, make sure everything's working awesome. Then come the next day, we always start with testing in the morning. You're already there, your car works great and stuff like that. And Scott always puts on a good event. Those guys from the Wham Group are good stuff. So, like I said, anybody looking to do some extra testing, have fun, line out your shit, please message Scott. All right. So on to our event on June 27th, the Street Warrior Snow Prep. We are back and I can't wait. This event, we're going to run the four classes that we ran last year. We're going to run Outlaw, Small Tire, Real Street, and Modern Muscle. I'm sure a lot of you guys seen we did want to run the stick shift class, and I'm always open to run bikes too, guys. But if I'm being honest, I'm not too deep in the bike racing world. I know a few people that ride the bikes and stuff at the track, and those guys are badass, man. I mean, I've rode motocross bikes my whole life, but to hop on those bikes and go run eights and nines and fucking wheelie and that's pretty scary stuff. So I'd love to have those guys out. Unfortunately, I just didn't get any messages for the bikes. And then as far as the stick shift class, it was a few people here and there that wanted to jump in, but then a lot of people weren't really sure. And obviously it doesn't make sense to run a class with like four or five people in the class. I mean, you want to have at least 10 people so you guys get a good payout. You guys at least go a few rounds and have some fun and get the experience of a no prep heads up series. So as far as June 27th works out, just to address and make sure everybody is on the same page, obviously your buy-in is not covering your gate fee. I mean, if you pay $100 to enter in Modern Muscle and race for $2,000, you're not paying $100 to get in for your gate fee, pay for your crew, get in there, and race for the money, obviously. I mean, I feel like that's pretty common knowledge, but just so I'm upfront and everybody knows, the gate fee, we reduced it down to from what most people charge, it's only going to be $40 a driver, and it's going to be $10 a crew member. You're not going to have to pay any tech card or anything like that. You're going to pull in the morning, unload your stuff, get to the staging lanes. Michael Pavlov's going to tech in your car, and you're going to be good to go. You can go test till 2 o'clock, then we're going to start running Modern Muscle and so on. But I'm not going to get into that yet. I want to stay on the rules and everything that's going on. So again, $40 at the gate for the racer, $10 a crew member. And I mean, we work really hard to give you guys a big bang for your buck. I mean, I just seen Toronto or TMP Motorsports the other day post. There was testing for like 6 hours. It was $70 and $20 a crew member. So we're $30 cheaper. You get 2 hours longer, obviously, with us, and crew members are a lot cheaper too, half the price. So like I said, we work really hard to try to give you guys a big bang for your buck. We're not out here trying to make a bunch of money or anything. And I think everybody knows that, obviously. I'm still working on my piece of junk S10, and I'm not out there buying fancy stuff with anybody's money. So I'm just out here working hard to try to bring you guys a good race. Now, as far as the tree and stuff, there was some confusion, and I will take the blame for that. It's been tough. This whole racing thing, it's a lot of people don't understand the behind the scenes and what it really takes to put things on, what rental fees cost, and then when you put on a race, like, you have to have somebody at the gate, you have to have a tech guy, you have to have a guy in the lanes, you have to have everything figured out for the draws, you have to have fucking a guy to activate the tree, and so on and so forth. Like, it takes so much and so many fine details that it's definitely a lot to learn. You have to learn a lot about the business. You have to learn a lot about how you can be profitable from the drag racing, so that way at the end of the season you're not fucking borrowing your own money to make races happen, and you're enjoying the events. So having said that, the tree is, it's not going to be Chase's race. It's just going to be an instant tree. So you pull in, you light the bulbs. Alex's going to be up there with the activator there, so then he'll just hit the button and it'll go green when everybody's on the chip and has built all their boost and that type of shit. So it's going to be nice and simple, but like I said, we work hard to try to give you guys a big bang for your buck, put on a sweet event for you guys. I want to thank everybody that's always supported us. I mean, come now to the race, it's always badass, man. Obviously Windsor represents hard. A lot of the other people drive from further away and bring badass fucking hot rods, and it's sweet, man. I'm excited to get out there and race with you guys. I'm excited to put on a good event with the four classes. We're already looking at, I believe we have 14 people locked in for Modern Muscle, and this is something that I don't think people have talked about enough. As far as like the big bang for your buck that we bring you, the good race that we bring you, on top of that, We try really hard to bring you the most money that we can and make things as fair as they can. We're one of the only series that does 100% payout. So right now we're looking at like 14 cars have locked in for Modern Muscle. We strategically plan the event with the Windsor Area Modern Mopar Group the day before because I believe we'll see a big draw from their group camping out into the Modern Muscle class. Now, if that is the case, and say we draw anywhere from 5 to 10 people, we're talking 100% payout, 20 people in that class, you're racing for 2,000. 25 people, $2,500. Like, we're not out here to make a bunch of money or anything like that. We honestly just want to put on a good event for you guys. Speaking of Father's Day, it's a big reason why I do it, right? Like, you want to make sure this stuff's around for your kids. You want to make sure that when it's my time to be wheeling around in a fucking wheelchair or something like that, I can still wheel out to the track. And there's some crazy young dipshit like me that's trying to put on some no prep event or back of the track deal. And I don't know. That's a big reason why I do it. So just keep drag racing around, get the new blood in it, have fun, and we try for you guys. So just so there's no confusion, it's not going to be Chase's race at a track. Going forward from now, it's always going to be Instant Green because, like I said, the Chase is a race is too hard at the track. I believe that is, it's only kind of designated for arm drop because, I mean, arm drop, Chase is a race works great. You don't have to deal with any of the tire crack bullshit or is this a jump or when did the arms come exactly down? I mean, most people leave on the arms coming down. Now, if you leave a little bit early and buddy chased, it's a race. Now, if you just blatantly jump like an asshole on somebody, that's on you, and the other racer needs to be prepared to sit and get the W, and that's why I love that style of racing. But also, as a promoter, the things that people don't see is like you get pulled 20 fucking ways. You have different sponsors that, as awesome as they are, I mean, I appreciate everything that they do, but you get different people in your ear that you should do it this way, you should do it this way, add this or don't add that. Then you add one thing, it gets people pissed off, and you take something away, people are mad. So it's just a very tough deal. I know a big topic this year is obviously all-wheel drive. Obviously, some people listening have seen the rules that we initially came out with. A lot of people got upset, and then we kind of revised the rules because as a promoter, you have so much stuff going on your mind. You're planning out all these races, figuring out rental fees, all this bullshit. You're in your messenger all day, getting back and forth to people to get lock-ins and make sure you bring enough people to cover your ass. Because, like I said, I don't do this to make money, but at the same time, going in, obviously, we pay a healthy rental fee, which is awesome. The people at St. Thomas and Grand Bend treat us fucking amazing, and I couldn't ask for anything better. But obviously, you have to know going into the race, you're doing 100% payout. Any other series would be at 80% payout. So they see some money back or they can do something else with the money. We say, here you go. Here's all the money. On top of that, we're going to give you a cheaper gate fee, cheaper crew fee. You guys come in because we know racing is expensive enough as it is. But having said that, to cover the rental fee, obviously, you have to pull some money from, the gate and stuff like that just to cover the rental fee and make the race happen. But that's been the toughest part on the business side is just learning a lot of this stuff. And sorry, going back to the all-wheel drive, it's really tough. We came out with those rules. All-wheel drive guys got really pissed off because when you're busy trying to figure out all this other stuff and you don't have a team that you talk with once a week and go over every fine detail and rule and stuff like that, I mean, 90% of this stuff falls on my shoulder solely. I mean, I've been going to the track since I was a kid, but I'm not a lifetime racer. I didn't grow up bracket racing my whole life. I didn't grow up with a dad that drag raced his whole life. This stuff has just been learned to me from loving it, obviously. Going to the track, watching videos constantly, wrenching on my own stuff. So I definitely need to make mis or sorry, I definitely do make mistakes. But everything's always going to get better and better. Believe me, if you hopped into this stuff, there's so much stuff that you have to learn about the behind-the-scenes stuff to make the stuff go on. So we try our best, but things are going to get better and better. And I do really think that I have a good grasp on things now as far as the car counts that we draw, the kind of events that you guys would like to see. that type of deal. Later in the year, we come back with the fucking, it's going to be the biggest, baddest snow prep race Canada's ever seen. It's going to be Legacy No Prep, Labor's Day weekend at Grand Bend. We are going to be back at the back road back there. I know everybody loves the back road, and I do too. I also know a lot of people have been asking, hey, why aren't we at the back road? Why aren't we at the back road? And this is kind of along the lines too of like stuff that I deal with behind the scenes trying to figure it out. Like when you're trying to schedule stuff out and you've only been a series for so many years and stuff like that, you have to figure that the track is a business. So when bigger events book certain weeks every year and stuff like that, you start to fall to the bottom of the totem pole because some of these events bring big money in it. And I don't blame the track. That's business. If I was a business owner, I would do the same thing. So we're hoping with COVID, I don't want to hope this on anybody, but if the COVID restrictions are still in effect so hard, I know they will lose a few events on the road course, and we can probably swoop in and do a rental for you guys and do some cool stuff. But as far as why did we transition to the St. Thomas Raceway or St. Thomas Dragway, it just made sense for us. Grand Bend treats us good. Everybody loves St. Thomas. I mean, that's my home track there. It's always a good atmosphere, good vibe. I just love being out there. So, but we are gonna get back to the Grand Bend as soon as we can. Hopefully some dates do open up that we can scoop up and have some fun there. So as far as the classes, again, like I said, we have the four classes: Outlaw, Small Tire, Real Street, Modern Muscle. There's a little bit something for everybody, and again, 100% payout. You guys really get to decide what you guys race for. I mean, I know that it has been tough with the parts and everything, and just COVID, man. Like it sucks. I know obviously you guys are feeling it. You order a part and then fucking it doesn't show up for 5 months, and it's just craziness, man. So I feel that for you guys. Again, July 3rd, no ET Grudge Day. It's a badass race. Tell all your friends about it. $50 from 11 to 7, guys. I mean, that's 8 hours of testing for $50. We're only charging $10 a crew member. Like I said, we ain't out here trying to get rich or nothing. We're trying to bring you guys bang for your buck and great value. This is literally the coolest race because all of your buddies that talk shit, anybody who likes racing or just wants to get out for a good night of fun, it works out so good because we draw all you guys. You guys get out there, you guys can test. If your shit's running good, you can go over to buddy down the way and say, hey, do you want to run for $50? Or you don't have to run for anything at all. You can pull him to the side and say, hey, I want a grudge race. You were talking shit at fucking Pro Tent last week or something. So I think that's going to make for a really good race. As far as that, like I said, we come back in the year. We come back in the year again with the Legacy No Prep at Grand Bend, and we're talking about some cool stuff there. If the COVID restrictions fuck off, we're going to try and get out some really cool vendors, maybe food, depending what the track will let us have. But we're flirting with the idea of a few things. It's tough to make exactly the right call. I mean, if we go to that event and we've done good up to that point, we've drawn good, and we say, hey, we're going to throw up $5,000 to bump up all these classes, we could either run the four classes and they would start at $1,250 each and all the buy-ins would go into bumping that up, or we could guarantee $5,000 for a certain class. I mean, there's definitely a lot of options to go over there. Circling back to the all-wheel drive stuff, because I think I got off topic there, but the all-wheel drive is a tough one because obviously we've seen all-wheel drive on a really shitty surface. Everybody knows dominates. I mean, if you have four 10-inch tires, you have 40 inches of surface to grab. But as a promoter dealing with all this other stuff and trying to figure out stuff for the race and not really having a big team, I didn't think about it that really all-wheel drive needs a rule set for being at the track and then a rule set for being on a street-like surface. Because, for example, like Mike and the Camel Hawk there, that all-wheel drive doesn't help them a whole lot. Even though it isn't no prep, it's Sparta. This isn't, we're not taking grinders and grinding all the fucking cement, making sure there's nothing there. And people will be testing in the morning. I mean, you guys in Small Tire and stuff like that that make north of 1,000 horsepower and stuff like that, there shouldn't be any worry for a guy like that. I mean, I don't want to share the type of times that he runs or anything like that, and I'm not even 100% certain. Obviously, we know the Camel Hawk is fast, but at the same time, all the complaining that I hear about this stuff, and I hate to even talk about it or call it out. I mean, this guy out of track, any other all-wheel drive stuff, Dan's car and the Eagle Talon, stuff like that, these guys don't have any big advantage on a track like surface. I mean, you small tire guys, after testing, you're probably going to leave wheels in the air and make some fucking good passes. So, and as far as people saying that we have not put rules on all-wheel drive, we certainly have put all, or sorry, we certainly have put rules on all-wheel drive. And small tire, for example, small tire cars are going to get to be half the weight of some of those all-wheel drive vehicles. Then on top of that, they get to run a full-blown slick where the all-wheel drive car is stuck on a DOT tire. Now, when we bump it into real street, all-wheel drive's got to be on a DOT, plus we stretch them to being on at least a 17-inch rim. So I know for some vehicles you could argue, oh, the Trackhawk, it's already got big rims, but for most of the all-wheel drive vehicles, obviously that's a big fucking, having a bigger rim's obviously a big disadvantage on the tire. So, and then as far as modern muscle, we ban dual power adders. The all-wheel drive has to be on a 200 tread wear tire. So I really believe a lot of people jump the gun on putting on rules to all-wheel drive and stuff like that. I think people need to see how the first few events go and see how things happen. Obviously, the Ontario Street Outlaws race just happened. Kenny Patrick beat the Camel Hawk in second round. Now, the Camel Hawk did win the Modern Muscle class there, but I talked to Mike too. It's very tough to run a vehicle like that on a 200 tread wear tire. It's hard on parts. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. You can't apply the power to the ground. I know you can argue all day that obviously it helps on the no prep, but like I said, if we're on a back of the track type of deal, there has to be a different set of rules for them. Obviously, maybe we prevent them from coming out and looking like a pro mod and weighing 1,800 pounds and being all-wheel drive and shit. But there's a lot of rules that we can put them on being on the back road at Grand Bend or anything like that, if it is an issue. But I think something that a lot of people didn't realize too with all-wheel drive is the evolution of the no prep game now. Last year was like the first year of the no prep game. People started getting serious into this type of shit. Now, Mike's going to be bumping up and running like real street and small tire. I know Ontario Street Outlaws combine the classes, but he's basically running small tire with a 5,400 pound SUV. Yeah, it makes four digits of horsepower, but it's 5,400 pounds. So if you're 2,700 pounds, half the mate or half the weight, you make half the horsepower, you can still run with them. So, and obviously a lot of the small tire cars are fast. Turbo LS cars making north of 1,000 horsepower and stuff. Obviously it's tough to put the power down, but this year it's really a vault because people know we're paying out good money, guys. Like, you're not going out bracket racing, beating the shit out of your car all weekend to make $500. And I hate that I always pick on bracket racing because I know some of you bracket guys in the back are sitting there and, oh, fuck you, this place paid out this much and whatever. But that's just kind of how I feel. I've seen a lot of other styles of racing that don't pay a ton of money. You have to go fucking a whole shitload of rounds and beat the shit out of your car. As far as like Outlaw, you draw 10 cars, we're gonna pay you $2,000, and there's only 10 people. I mean, you're not going very many rounds to win your money, so it's a good deal all around. So I hope you guys appreciate what we do, and I hope you guys are all gonna be out at that event, and it's gonna be badass, man. I'm really happy to have Pavlov doing the tech. Pavlov's as good as it gets. We got some big hitters coming out. Jason White, obviously Mike in the Trackhawk. Kenny Patrick's going to be out. We have pretty good draws in all the classes. We definitely are looking at some good payouts, so I'm excited for that. And I'm just excited to be back, man. We're racing. We're back fucking no prepping. Back at St. Thomas Raceway, June 27th, July 3rd. Back to Grand Bend for a 2-day event, Labor Day weekend. And that's one other thing that we can talk about right quick is the Labor Day weekend. I'm considering, I would like to do something where the Saturday we pay out like $7,500 plus, and then the Sunday we camp over, sorry, we camp over the Saturday, and then the Sunday we race again for like another $5,000. That would be by far the biggest no prep ever put on in Canada, and I think it would take a little while for us to repeat that or for anybody to catch up with that. And a lot of this stuff really comes down to the racers, guys. If you guys come out when we're paying out 100% payouts and stuff like that, That's awesome for you guys. I know some of you guys, I talked to some of the big tire guys, the outlaw guys, and they say, hey, obviously it costs a lot of money for us to get out to the track. We have to pay all this money to get out, race fuel, fucking nitrous, and I totally understand that. So people wanna see a half decent payday where if they have a shot at winning, they can put the money back in their pocket, pay for their weekend there, and keep a few bucks for themselves. But I don't know, it's tough, guys. If the outlaw cars don't come out, we can't do much. I mean, I can't just throw up $1,000 for three or four cars racing an outlaw. It's not fair to the other classes that do show up to race. And I really thought outlaw would have been popular because I don't think a lot of those big tire kind of misfit cars fit into a lot of different series. I mean, you can go bracket, you can go do a bunch of stuff like that, but I mean, the Heads Up series is cool, and that's kind of what made me fall in love with racing. Watching like old COTS videos when Street Outlaws first came out, and I know that kind of sounds cliche, but when I was going to the track growing up my whole life, it seemed like it was like old school pro stock stuff. You had guys out with old fucking Dodge big blocks, and obviously the car evolution has evolved so much so fast. I mean, obviously you can go out and you can go buy a CTS-V Cadillac. You can go buy a Dodge Demon, a Dodge Hellcat. All these cars that have massive amounts of horsepower that back in the day, if you ran 10s, 11s, I mean, you were probably the man in your little city there, and things have just evolved so quick. So the heads-up style just made me fall in love with the racing. I mean, we draw chips. It's a cool experience. Everybody reaches in, get your chip. Oh shit, who am I gonna draw? And then maybe you get an easy draw or a hard draw. Like it's just cool, man. And the money involved in it and kind of the camaraderie. It's just a good deal all around. So yeah, I'm excited to be back. Excited to bring you guys a good event. And just circling back to the rules again, $40 for the gate fee for a racer, $10 for a crew member. This race is going to be instant green, 8th mile. Jump you lose, cross you lose. First is always worst. Let's keep it nice and simple. The way the event is going to run is when you guys get in the morning, you're going to unload your stuff, get the cars over to the staging lane. We'll get them teched in at 11 o'clock. We're allowed to start running. I believe the gate opens up at 10, so you guys want to be there early so we can get you guys right in, and we can get you set up and paid for, and you guys can unload and come do tech. Again, Pavlov's going to do the tech, so you guys are in good hands. Got a really good tech guy. And let's race for some good money, guys. Can't say it again, man. It feels good to be back. Fuck COVID. I mean, I just got my first COVID shot. I don't know about anybody else, but just happy things are getting back together, and had a good Father's Day today. Obviously, we're gearing up. It's Sunday night. We're 7 days away from a race, so obviously I get those race jitters, and I'm worried, did I forget this? Am I forgetting anybody? Because sometimes it's a tough deal to make stuff run smooth. I mean, it's one thing to put on a race where you draw 12 small tire cars and you only run that one class. It's another thing to run four classes with 40 or 50 people, share the track with somebody else, and just make sure everything runs smooth. So if anything does get out of whack a little bit, please work with us. I'm sure the event will run smooth as ever, but just think about that type of stuff. We're out here working for you guys. We're not doing this stuff making a bunch of money. We just want to put on a good race for you guys. Keep the no prep stuff going. Obviously, I'm building my S10 here. I'm excited to get that thing out. We got a good little fleet of trucks coming out. Obviously, my brother had the Ranger last year. It didn't work worth a shit last year. Did a bunch of work to that thing, JW bell housing, bunch of maintenance. The distributor gear was in it was shit. It obviously it was all worn out. A lot of people that know about the Windsors and stuff, I've always heard that they like to eat up distributor gear, so you got to run a brass gear, and it wasn't a brass gear in it. So swapped out the brass gear. We got a nitrous plate, nitrous progressor, all that stuff, a little bit of suspension work, new tires. So I'm hoping that truck comes out and it's a contender in the big tire class. My brother Mark, he's just about to finish his S10. It's just a nice, well-built aluminum small block S10, and I mean, that truck should be fun to run in real street. My shit is a million parts behind. Obviously, anybody first time trying to do a turbo setup and go through all this stuff yourself, install the rear end yourself, do all that shit yourself, because I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not a millionaire. I mean, we have great sponsors that will help us, and I know guys from different shops that sponsor us would definitely help us out, but they already do more than enough for us, supporting us, coming in for the season, making sure that we can do this stuff. So that is a big thing too. All you racers out there, I mean, if you're buying your oil from some dipshit down the street or some Amazon shit, go buy it from somebody that supports us. Obviously, Rich from RM supports us. If you need tires, go to Jerry from MC Tire in Windsor. That guy will get you a good deal, and you're supporting local. When you just call some dipshit down the street or Joe Blow's tire shop, I mean, all these guys that support us aren't getting anything from that. And I mean, obviously, if they invest in our series and they sponsor us, they would like to see a return. They would like to hear, hey, John from Pro Street 519 sent me over here, and he said you guys will take care of me. Sponsors love to hear that stuff, and it's very important during the COVID stuff too. Who do you guys want to support? Do you want to support the guys who wouldn't give you a dime to go racing with, or wouldn't help us put on any race or show up at the race, shake hands, help anybody with anything? Or do you want to deal with people that are there to help you and people that gladly come in, support your series? They love hearing the feedback. They like coming out there, seeing you guys race. And without them, like I said, we're dead in the water, man. How do you pay to get all this stuff done? Get stuff made, like belts or trophies, pay out big money, pay everybody there to make sure the event runs good for you guys. I mean, you need the sponsor. So please, anybody, if you're looking for upgrades, we literally have somebody for everything. If you need a motor, you can go to ProTech Racing. If you need performance parts near London, you can go to Performance Unlimited. I mean, the list goes on and on. CPW Cooling in London makes badass radiators and intercoolers and all kinds of stuff that you need. So I'm not going to keep you guys on here too much longer. Like I said, happy Father's Day to all you guys out there. Keep on keeping on, man. We're gonna get off here, and I hope you guys enjoy your night here, and we're gonna play you off with a little bit of Cats in the Cradle. If you're still lucky enough to have a dad, give him a call, even if you think he's an asshole. Stuff happens fast, and there's only so much time. All right, guys, we're signing off. Again, happy Father's Day to all you motherfuckers out there. I cannot wait to see you guys June 27th. We're going to put on a badass event. 1 week later, we're back for the No ET Grudge Days. $50 all day. Get your ass out there. You don't get better value anywhere than that, Jack. All right, you guys have a good work week, and we're going to see you out there soon. Thanks again for listening, guys. Please go to our Facebook page, Pro Street 519 group on Facebook. Give it a like, check out what we're doing, check out our podcast page on Facebook as well. Here's the deal with John Forbes. And then as well, please check out the sponsors. I can't stress it enough. Without these guys, we're dead in the water. We can't race. Please support those that support us. And you bad motherfuckers, have a good work week, and we will see you Sunday.